Welcome to Prairie Craft Almanac, a podcast exploring craft, nature, sustainability, and creative simple living. I'm your host, Leanne, and I thought it was not only high time I checked in with you, but I also wanted to share some of my garden plans for 2021, reflect on how things have been going in general, and potentially even offer some words of encouragement, or at least attempt to. Greetings! I am back with the podcast, at least for this month. I think I might like to try to get back to doing this each month, but I'm not officially doing that yet, so no promises. Okay, before I talk about all the other things I mentioned in the intro, I wanted to talk about a few organizations I may or may not have mentioned on the podcast before. I honestly can't remember and I take poor notes, but we haven't really had a good talk for 7 months or so, so it can't hurt to repeat this information. January was Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month, but of course this is something we should always be aware of, and since there are still so many poorly made memes on social media conveying either grossly incorrect or misleading information, I quickly wanted to share some actual, real, valuable resources related to this topic. First is ICTSOS, which is an organization local to the Wichita, Kansas area. But I wanted to tell you about them wherever you may be, because they have a really stellar podcast on their website. Just go to ictsos.org/category/podcast. You can also check the link in the show notes, because I will include that. But anyway, you will find some really insightful discussions that are actually quite uplifting, despite the fact that their focus is on preventing human trafficking, which is obviously kind of a depressing issue. But the people in these talks include local educators and social workers and law enforcement and all sorts of people who are very actively involved in the community and who have a lot of insight into this problem. In fact, the name of the show is Look for the Helpers. Their website also has a ton of other local and national resources, so I would definitely check that out. Additionally, I want to highlight Raise My Head Foundation. This is another local entity, and they provide a safe residential program for women to recover from the wounds that are inflicted by sex trafficking. They collaborate with a lot of other service providers in the area and offer services including medical treatment, therapy, anger and PTSD management. And additionally, outside programs and Raise My Head volunteers provide services like GED completion and training in life skills like cooking, sewing, and money management. And they are not federally funded, but instead rely on support from individuals and corporations. And the survivors in their program also handcraft soap, lip balm, lotion, and other skincare items that you can purchase on their website to help support them. You can learn more about this program as well as read survivor stories and shop there at their website, which is raisemyhead.org. To quote PolarisProject.org, a national organization working to reshape the systems that make trafficking possible, the best defenses against human trafficking are healthy families and strong communities. Because human trafficking doesn't happen in a vacuum, our response can't either. And the Polaris Project website also has a ton of resources and information on why and how and what trafficking actually is, and what you can actually do to help prevent it. So visit that site as well if you are interested in making a difference there. Okay, so that is all I wanted to share on that topic right now. So, garden plans for the upcoming year, 2021. At the time of this recording, we've been having, I think, more than a week, close to 2 weeks now, of high temperatures that have been in the single digits, with our lows being somewhere around negative 15 degrees, and this is Fahrenheit, by the way. It has been brutal, but I think things are supposed to let up soon, I hope. It feels like we are so close to spring, yet so far. However, I am very grateful and happy to say that I think I have pretty much all the seeds I need this year. We will likely pick up a few more because that's just how things work, but all the orders I placed have arrived. I also think I'm going to actually make a video sharing all of the seeds I've bought so far. Maybe, we'll see. But anyway, now I'm thinking about where in the garden I want to plant everything, and also thinking a lot more about companion planting this year. And I'm pleased to report that I have purchased a bunch of flower seeds, which is something I usually almost always forget to do. I don't know why, because I like growing flowers, but somehow that just slips through the cracks, but not this year. Some of the flowers I purchased are supposed to be ideal for drying in dried arrangements, of course, so I hope to try that. Pretty much all of the flower seeds I bought were from Pine Tree Garden Seeds. Their website is superseeds.com. I bought a couple others in the shops locally, but I also bought yarn from Pine Tree Garden Seeds, which is another thing I want to share. But for now, just know that I really loved my experience shopping there. I bought several varieties of cherry tomatoes as well. We don't really plant cherry tomatoes that often for some reason. Usually we just grow the bigger ones, but these were so lovely I couldn't resist. I'm also looking forward to growing some Seminole pumpkins, which are an heirloom variety, and they are supposed to be really good for storage, supposedly lasting up to a year in storage. I don't know, we'll see, but I'm excited about that either way. One thing I really wanted to note is that seed sales for this year have really been through the roof everywhere. Largely due to COVID and people wanting to be more prepared and more self-reliant, but I think probably also just wanting to be out in nature more. So not only are a lot of small local shops having trouble keeping up with the demand, but a lot of the online smaller seed companies are either taking limited orders or are having pretty big delays in their shipping. So I would recommend finding seeds when and where you can, but also just being patient with the people who are working at these companies to get seeds to you. And if you are unable to buy seeds from smaller vendors because they're sold out, just check Lowe's or another big box store, as I found that those places still seem to have quite a good supply. And even if you are looking specifically for heirloom or non-GMO, they still have a pretty decent selection. And with garden season coming up, I know I'll probably be working even less on crafting. Believe it or not, I have been sewing and working on textile things, but a lot of it has either been custom orders or other projects, which is part of the reason you haven't seen a lot of content from me, and part of the reason you haven't seen content like videos or blogging is because I've been feeling a little uninspired and a little unmotivated. Yes, that old excuse. So for a long time, I've been feeling like a bit of a failure at the whole content creator thing, but I recently realized that maybe I'm being too hard on myself. Because the thing is, it's not only understandable and perfectly reasonable to feel uninspired in tough times, but it is completely okay. Are you also being too hard on yourself? If you are, I hope you will consider cutting yourself some slack. We are our own worst critics, and oftentimes the only ones saying you must do this thing to be successful or productive or valid. I think in 2019 I was listening to way too much Gary Vee and convinced myself that I needed to build some sort of craft empire. And I mean, I'm not saying I won't, but it's also okay if I don't. And also if I do, there doesn't have to be a deadline on it. I'm not a content-making machine, and I'm not some big corporation. I'm one person. I still want to work to help teach people when I can, and create new patterns and share what I know and connect with other people, but there's no need to set a quota for that or feel like I need to put in X amount of work by X date. I need to quit pressuring myself because there's really no need. And if you're feeling like me in this, go a little easier on yourself. You are probably not a machine either, so you don't need to be constantly productive or constantly hustling. And I say probably because I've been watching a lot of Star Trek lately and I don't want to rule anything out. I realize people say this a lot, and if you're like me, you might just be dismissive of it because you've heard it so much, but the truth is you are enough without doing all the things that you think you need to be doing. This past fall, I wrote a blog post about how I was going to revamp my wardrobe and I was planning on doing a whole series on this. Well, I haven't yet. My intentions haven't changed. I just haven't really had any occasion to wear anything beside my winter uniform, which currently consists of jeans, a flannel shirt, a dingy old jacket, and work boots with, of course, the appropriate amount of long underwear layered underneath, depending on the temperature. But I think as better weather approaches, hopefully, I am going to want to start on that wardrobe revamping again. I've been collecting inspiration on Pinterest of very simple yet I think elegant and kind of minimalist clothing pieces, including a lot of linen pieces and a lot of knits that I probably won't ever make, but I love the way their lines look. And I'm realizing also I need to find a good source of quality fabric maybe. And then on the flip side, I need to look at what I have, what I'm not going to wear anymore, and either incorporate those things into another piece or save the fabric for a project, or maybe even look into selling some things on Depop, which is a platform I've never used, but I've heard good things about it, or on some similar platform. In the spring of 2019, when the Georgia O'Keeffe exhibit was at the Wichita Art Museum, I was so taken, not only with her art, of course, but also with her fashion sense. It was just so elegant and yet so simple and practical. At the time, though, I was a little apprehensive about embracing such a style myself because I loved so many colors and textures and frills and ornate things. But now I think I might be ready for a more simple wardrobe. And of course, Miss O'Keeffe loved color too. I'm thinking about following her lead and satisfying my craving for color through art. Well, and craft, of course. And even though I just told you that I've been wearing nothing but flannel and denim, in the past I have frequently allowed misfit garments that were not exactly practical to creep into my wardrobe, but then never wear them because they didn't go with anything. I think I'm finally ready, maybe, to let this practice go and be a little more intentional. And I also think, maybe, I'm ready to let go of a lot of the fabrics in my massive stash. Eventually, I'd like to utilize everything I have and then not buy anything else unless I absolutely know what I'm going to use it for. I know that's not likely to actually happen, but I want to try. It's been difficult to use everything because there are some fabrics I have that I don't even like that much anymore, but for some reason I just can't use them as though I'm saving them for what, I don't know, but I feel like that might be changing. I will likely be putting together some more fabric kits to put in my Etsy shop, and I also keep thinking I'd like to try to do some type of kit with a pattern, but I haven't really given that much thought yet. It's just something in the back of my mind. So if that is something that interests you, do be on the lookout for that maybe sometime. I'm also still obsessed with patchwork or quilted pieces. And because of that, I wanted to share these two amazing Instagram accounts I came across recently. What I really love right now, even though I did just tell you I want to have simpler pieces in my wardrobe, is patchwork clothing. The first artist I wanted to share is Thread and Butter Vintage. And first of all, I think that's an adorable name. And her work is even more adorable, if you can imagine. This is an Oregon artist who rescues vintage textiles by incorporating them into clothing and homewares, and all of her work is so awesome. I'm especially partial to a jacket she has available on her page right now, and I really like a pair of overalls and also her adorable sweatshirts that feature quilted patches. Everything on her page is just perfect, so do check her out. And her Instagram handle is at threadandbutter.vintage. And of course, I will link to that in the show notes or description. Located on the opposite side of the country is Anemone, Vermont, who again is transforming existing quilts into wearable art. They create a lot of jackets and coats, but the thing that really caught my eye was their pants and jogging shorts. Yes, you heard that right, patchwork quilted jogging shorts. If you love upcycled and eco-friendly, if you love heirloom textiles, if you love comfy, cozy fashion, you really have to visit both of these makers. And Anemone is at anemone.vt on Instagram. I really appreciate you spending some time with me today. As always, I will be sure to leave links to everything I mentioned in the show notes, or again, description if this is on YouTube, so you can find those things easily. Also, this is just a reminder that right now and for the foreseeable future, I do not do sponsorships. That is, nothing I talk about here is an advertisement. None of the people or businesses I mention have paid me or given me anything to talk about them. I'm just doing so because I genuinely enjoy their work and want to pass that on to you. If you happen to be interested in supporting this podcast, which I would not expect anyone to, but if that's something you might like to do, you can check out my Etsy shop, which is found at mothandrusthandmade.etsy.com. You can also find me on Spoonflower if you search Moth and Rust, or just visit my official website at mothandrustdiy.com, where you can find links to pretty much everything I have to offer, including free tutorials and patterns and more. Also, if you haven't done so yet, be sure to follow me on Instagram, where I am at moth_and_rust, because that's where I usually post updates a little more frequently. You can also sign up for my newsletter or subscribe to my blog if you visit mothandrustdiy.com. I haven't been keeping up with the newsletter much. I mean to do better with that. So those are not quite as frequent, so you might miss out on something. But again, follow me on Instagram, and I do post most things there, or on Facebook. Again, thank you for listening, and I hope to speak with you again very soon.